98.9. Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Especially when you can handle it. And you have been given over to him. And you had to make a serious request to fix it for me. What a mighty God we serve. What an able God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. It's a beautiful picture in the real. And the truth. Some strides. to up here. And you know, I'm just glad to be a witness to what God is doing and has done. You ought to be glad to be a witness to all what God has done and is doing right now. I'm just so glad that God touched this right in his heart.
According to his riches
in glory by Christ Jesus. Let's just talk a little bit before we get out of here. My God shall supply. We live in a world where we think that the natural resources are depleting. We live in a world where we think that the natural resources are depleting. The sun has never gone out. It shines all the time. Man have not declared that we should take a spaceship and a big lighter and send it back up to relight the sun. The sun is the golden medallion of the day. It's a resource that has been shaped, formed, and placed in place by God Himself. Water is another resource that man has damaged, but is not depleted. And I believe, although they say we have an energy shortage, I believe that God has put enough minerals in the ground to take care of man forever. Watch how crazy I am. Just when you think the oil well, the hole is dry, God has the power to fill it up again. Do I have some help in the house? Maybe you ain't never been down to your land. And watch how God worked it out in your life. Just when you thought you were out of the game, God comes back and puts you back in the game. Oh, come go with me here. Somebody in the house got to know that God is able to supply all of your needs according not to your riches, because we are poor, but according to His riches, for He is rich in houses and land. Oh, somebody I know the text with me that He holds the cattle on 1,000. Here, the gold and the silver all belongs to Him. We serve a God of royalty. Yes. I dare not believe that whatever God has produced is about to run out. Because my God,